couple of new.
Okay, how about that animal that looks kind of like a bull that they sometimes use for plowing?
Ox.
Mm-hmm. If you had two of those, what would you have?
A couple of oxes.
Okay. Then, if, well, the animal that you ride is a
horse.
And two of those are two?
A couple of horses.
Okay. And a female is a? Starts with an M.
Mare.
Mm-hmm. And a male is a?
Colt.
Starts with an S.
Stallion.
Good. Then, if you were getting up on your horse, you say, I'm going to?
Ride my horse.
And yesterday I?
Ridden my horse.
And I have?
Ridden my horse.
Okay. And if he couldn't stay on, you'd say he fell?
Off.
All right. And if a little child was in bed and then woke up on the floor, he'd say, gee, I must have?
Fallen off the bed.
Mm-hmm. And the things you put on the horse's feet are the?
Horseshoe.
Okay. And the game you might play with those is?
Horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see anybody play that with rings instead of horseshoes? What would they call that?
Ring? I just seen him call a name.
You ever play that? Okay. I think I just skipped one. I did. The horse's feet are called what? Starts with an H.
Hoof.
Mm-hmm. And if just one of them would be one.
Hoof.
Mm-hmm. And you know what you call a male sheep? How about a female sheep? All right, the male could be a ram or a buck. Would you use one of those?
Ram.
All right. And the female is spelled E-W-E. How would you say that?
Ew. Ew.
Did you ever hear of that? Nope. Okay. And on their backs they have what?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And then the animal that, well, the animal that you get pork from is a what?
Horse.
That you get pork from?
Pete.
Mm-hmm. And a baby one would be a?
Paw.
How about a big one?
Paw.
Same thing, whether it's big or small? Okay, a female? How about a male? Alright, suppose you had a hog and you didn't want it to be able to breed. What would you do to it?
Sterilize.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you say the same thing about any animal?
Yes.
Okay. Then do you know what you would call a male hog after you had sterilized it? Alright. That's something very few city people would know unless they really lived on a farm and seen it done. What do hogs have on their backs, that stiff hair that stands up? It's the same stuff you have in a hairbrush. Bristle, do you know that word? Nope, okay. How about the big teeth a hog has? An elephant has them too.
Tusks.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Boar.
All right, and what is the trough, I just said the word. All right, well, the thing you put the food for the hogs in is a
trough.
And several of those are
troughs.
It's awfully hard to ask these things without saying the word sometimes. And these are sounds that different animals make. What noise would you say a calf makes?
Moo.
How about a cow?
Same thing.
All right, how about a horse?
Hee-haw, so.
How about whinny or nicker or wicker or anything like that?
Whinny, I guess.
All right. And if you had some horses and mules and cows and they were all getting hungry, you'd say, I guess I'd better go feed the
animal.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you had some chickens and turkeys and geese, you'd say, I'm going to go feed the
poultry.
Good. Then, hen on a nest of eggs is called a?
What'd you say?
A hen on a nest of eggs.
A